as we go into Easter, join me in reading from Matthew chapter 26, from verse 36 to verse 46. Let's read. Then Jesus went with his disciples to a place called Gethsemane, and he called to them, "Sit here while I go over there and pray." He took Peter and the two sons of Zebedee along with him, and he began to be sorrowful and troubled. Then he said to them, "My soul is overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death. Stay here and keep watch with me." Going a little further, he fell with his face to the ground and prayed, "My Father, if it is possible, may this cup be taken away from me. Yet not as I will, but as you will." Then he returned to his disciples and found them sleeping. "Could you not, men, not keep watch with me for 1 hour?" he asked Peter. "Watch and pray so that you will not fall into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the body is weak." He went away a second time and prayed, "My Father, if it is not possible for this cup to be taken away unless I drink it, may your will be done." When he came back, he again found them sleeping because their eyes were heavy. So he left them and went away once more and prayed the third time, saying the same thing. Then he returned to his disciples and said to them, "Are you still sleeping and resting? Look, the hour is near, and the Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Rise, let us go. Here comes my betrayer." Jesus, thank you for your word. And help us now center ourselves as we sit and fix our eyes on you and your presence as we pray. So let's pray. Jesus, thank you for showing us your pain and your weakness. Thank you for allowing us to see your agony. Because Father, it gives us freedom to also show our pain and our agony. Thank you, Jesus, that we get to bring our true and heavy burdens to you, as you have modeled here in your prayer in the Garden of Gethsemane. Jesus, we see that you not only share your pain with God, but you invite people to keep watch with you. So Jesus, I pray, God, that you would help us find safe people that we could bring into these deeper parts of our hearts, safe community that we could invite into these spaces so that they too can keep watch in some of our darkest hours. Thank you, God, that you model and show just what a safe place you are to bring our brokenness, to bring our agony. That God, you don't kick us out of your presence when things are really difficult. And Father, you don't expect us to pull ourselves by our own bootstraps, but God, instead you invite us to be so dependent of you. And so God, help us to depend on you and to recognize how trustworthy you are with some of the most difficult and painful parts of our hearts, that we don't need to hold that in our own hands. Jesus, as we read this passage, I'm so aware of how much you get it and how much you really understand what it's like to be human on this broken earth. That we're not praying to a God who does not understand, but we're praying to a God who can empathize and show such compassion to us as we experience and as we walk through this broken world. Jesus, we see that you understand pain. So God, I can take such comfort in the fact that you understand our pain, that we're praying to somebody who gets it. So Jesus, help us recognize just how much you get it, how much you understand. Jesus, we also see that you are so aware and you know by experience what it's like to be let down by people and to be left alone. So Jesus, in our own walks of life, we've been let down by people and we've been left alone and we needed people the most. So Jesus, you understand. So God, we invite you into those places of our hearts that have maybe vowed that we'll never trust people and have maybe believed that people always leave us, and so we've detached from community. God, we invite you into those hurting places of our hearts where people have let us down. And just like you were handed over to suffering by those very people you trusted, Lord, again, you understand what it's like. And so, Jesus, we also so aware that sometimes we hand people over to suffering. And we are the ones that cause pain to others. So, Lord, for that we ask for your forgiveness, Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, that we can even receive your compassion there. So, and Lord, thank you that you model that we can come persistently to you as you prayed 3 times about the same issue. God, that we can come persistently to you time and time again as we cry out. God, we see that here, Jesus, you model such a personal relationship with God as you call him my Father. And so, Jesus, help us, just as you did, personalize our relationship with you, because it is so easy to get lost in just doing religion. But as you took ownership of this relationship and you personalize this relationship, God, help us personalize it too throughout this Easter experience. Amen.